Welcome to More Than Music. This is the podcast where we connect songs with scripture. My name is Brian. I'm the worship leader over at Waleska First Baptist Church. And today we'll be examining the song, To God Be the Glory. Now, this was written in 1870-something by some lady named Fanny Crosby. We thank you, Fanny, for your contribution to the praises of our Lord. Many people would call this a hymn because it's got verses and it's old. I would say that was my first impression of it, too. However, when we look at hymns and psalms and spiritual songs, as the Lord commands us, I think that this fits more into the category of a spiritual song, and I'll tell you why. So hymns generally have a tendency to lean into their theology a lot, and it's a theologically centered thing. Now, To God Be the Glory is a song that has a lot of theology in it, but it's not, I feel like that's not the direction the song wants to go. Psalms are all scripture. It's scripture set to music, and I really love that. I love songs that are just scripture, 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 and every line is something out of the Bible somewhere. I love that type of music because it reminds me of what's there. And that's kind of what we're doing in this podcast, is we're kind of pulling scripture out of songs. However, this, I think, falls into the category of a spiritual song, and I'll tell you why. Spiritual songs generally don't emphasize the scripture, and they don't even emphasize theology. What they do emphasize is testimony. You think of a spiritual song as, what has the Lord done? What has the Lord done in your life? How has He affected you? How has He changed your life? There are many wonderful songs, and the church should sing them, that are spiritual songs. So it's wonderful to have scripture in our music. It's wonderful to have theology, and it's wonderful to have testimony. All three are valuable for God's people to sing. I think this falls into testimony because, just wait, well, let's get into these lyrics, okay? Because that's what we're doing here. Verse 1 of To God Be the Glory, great things He has done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life in atonement for sin and opened the life gate that all may go in. This is testifying of the great things God has done. And we're just getting started. This is verse 1, okay? So let's look at the second line. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son. Come on, guys. You know the scripture. He so loved the world that He gave us His Son. Come on. Come on. I'm going to give you 5 seconds. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. There you go. There's a freebie for you. If so loved He the world that He gave us His Son doesn't ring a bell to you, you really haven't read your Bible. I hope that rings a bell. That should have been immediately noticed by you. Let's go to the third line, okay? Who yielded His life an atonement for sin. I think there's a bunch of Christians out there who think Jesus got murdered. It is true in a sense, but Jesus tells us Himself that He didn't get murdered, and that's in John 10. John 10, 17 and 18 say, for this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it back. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it back. This commandment I received from my Father. So Jesus is telling us in John 10, I've got a mission. I am accomplishing my mission. This did not happen by accident. So when we read the line in this, or when we sing the line, who yielded His life an atonement for sin, know He was the one that yielded His life an atonement for sin. So He gave it up for us. Praise God. So let's look at the chorus here. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son. What does that sound like to you? Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son. This is another one of those that I think you should know. I really do. I think you should know it. What did Jesus say? I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. That's John 14:6. Spoiler alert, just about every one of these, I feel like I'm hanging out. I'm camping in the book of John for this whole song. So I am going to bring up a couple other scriptures like the next one here, but it's like, I feel like everything's in John. But John 14:6 here, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So there's a scripture reference that connects that line with scripture. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he has done. And all this chorus, the way the song kind of plays, also adds to this for me. It's like that swinging kind of, makes you want to celebrate. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Yeah, I'm getting excited because I love the song. But, and give him the glory, great things he has done. This line, great things he has done, comes back again and again and again. And you know what it was reminding me of? No, you don't. I'm about to tell you. Exodus 15, the song of Moses. So this is 19 verses. We're going to camp out for a minute and read this. It's going to sound like an audio Bible for a minute, but you know what? I'm okay with it. It's the Bible. Let's read Exodus 15 for a minute. Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider, he is hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army, he is thrown into the sea, and the choicest of his officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The waters cover them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, destroys the enemy. And in the greatness of your excellence, you overthrow those who rise up against you. You send out your burning anger, and it consumes them like chaff. At the blast of your nostrils, the waters were piled up. The flowing water stood up like a heap. The depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. What cool language. Verse 9, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoils. I shall be satisfied against them. I will draw my sword, my hand will destroy them. You blew with your wind, their sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? You reached out with your mighty hand. The earth swallowed them. In your faithfulness, you have led the people whom you have redeemed. In your strength, you have guided them to your holy habitation. The peoples have heard. They tremble. Anguish has gripped the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom were terrified. The leaders of Moab, trembling, grips them. All the inhabitants of Canaan have despaired. Terror and dread fall upon them. By the greatness of your army, they are motionless as stone. Until your people pass over, the Lord, until the people pass over whom you have purchased. You will bring them and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance. The place, Lord, where you have made as your dwelling, the sanctuary, Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh with his chariots and his horsemen went into the sea, and the Lord brought back the waters of the sea on them. But the sons of Israel walked on dry land through the midst of the sea. All right, that's not an audio Bible, but I hope I made up for it with excitement and energy. Let me take a breath. But anyway, I'm telling you, that this is what it reminded me of. This song is like throwing out the amazing words of God. And this is exactly what Moses was doing. He was celebrating. This is not some grand theological statement. It's not, not something intellectual. It's not something heavy on scripture, but they're just having a great time celebrating what the Lord has done in Exodus 15 and in this song too. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What great things he's done. Let's celebrate. Okay. I am not a Pentecostal. I'm a Baptist through and through, man. That does not mean we don't get to celebrate, okay? this is good stuff, all right? Verse 2. We're just now getting to verse 2. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood to every believer, the promise of God. And guess where we're in again? The promise of God? We're quoting the book of John again. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." To every believer, the promise of God. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. So there you go. There's the promise of God. You could be God's child. You could be under his protection if you believe in him. That's the promise to every believer, the promise of God. Beautiful. The vilest offender who truly believes, back to the song here, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Now, I thought that was beautiful. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Let's take a look at Acts chapter 10 for a moment. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, verse 43 says, "All the prophets testify of him, that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins." Excellent, Lord. We thank you. That moment from Jesus, pardon receives. Everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. So that includes the vilest offender who truly believes. What a wonderful way to celebrate. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done. Great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. Purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. This song is more about celebration than scripture. So the scripture is always appropriate. I think it's always appropriate to have in songs. It's appropriate to have in church. If it's not appropriate to have in church, I don't know where it's appropriate. But there are times when scripture is not the center of a song. And God is accepting of that. He wants his people to celebrate him and what he's done. We see that demonstrated in Exodus, where people just celebrate. And guess what? It got recorded as scripture. So clearly God values our celebration. And there's a place for songs like this in our church where celebration is the point. And I think this is one thing that the Pentecostals get right. I think every denomination has its quirks. We Baptists just aren't famous for getting down and celebrating, it seems. At least all the Baptist churches I've been in. Celebrate the Lord today and remember what great things he's done for you. Now, of course, the ultimate work that we're looking at here, the great thing that he has done in this song is sending Jesus his son. So that is indeed the greatest work God has ever done, by far. He gave himself up. So we celebrate that today. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.